Hello, my friends, and welcome to Motivational Moments with Maria. Yes. Thank you so much for reaching out. First of all, yes, I'm okay. Yes, I was absent for a few weeks, and yes, I'm back. I took a much-needed break to recalibrate and reset, and I'm back again with a new level of energy and commitment to deliver some thoughts and ideas on our continued journey of personal development and growth. So I really was doing my own work. I was doing some personal development work, and then I took a family vacation. It was wonderful. We all need to hit that reset button and reconnect with the things that are important to us in our lives. We do. So I'm hoping you're doing all okay. Thanks again for reaching out, and I'm all right. And we're going on to our weekly schedule until I decide to take another break. So let's talk about today's topic, because it's a topic that I hear a lot about. And it's a topic that many of you struggle with. And it's about eliminating the ants, the A-N-T-S in your life, the ants. And these ants can derail your success. So imagine for a moment, or just let me ask you a question. Have you ever been to a picnic and watched as an army of ants take over a piece of melon or any kind of fruit or any kind of, for that matter, any type of food that is left out and not covered? The ants come marching in and start eating away at the melon until all that's left is the rind. So now what I'd like you to do is I want you to imagine that piece of melon being attacked by the ants is actually your mind. The ants attacking your mind have the same power. Just like the army of ants can destroy a picnic, the ants attacking your mind can eat you up and sometimes paralyze you with fear and even more. So I know you're probably wondering, well, what are these ants? Ants are automatic negative thoughts, or it's been called the automatic negative thoughts syndrome. Now, the type of automatic thoughts we have, because they come to us all the time automatically, they can impact how we feel, and they have an impact on our mental well-being. And ants, man, they can put you into overwhelm, and that's definitely not a fun place to be. Because when we're in overwhelm, we cannot seem to move forward. So automatic negative thoughts, or ants as they're called, can guide our behavior without even realizing it. And these ants can be hard, I mean really hard to control. Now, ants are often brought on by environmental triggers. They can be brought on by interactions we're having with another human being or some event that takes place in our life. Now, let me give you an example of some time when the ants might come marching in. The ants, here they come. The ants come marching in. So here's a trigger. You're driving to work and you realize you're going to be late to work. So the trigger is, I am going to be late to work. And the ants that automatically start attacking your mind are this. I am a hopeless employee. I will never get promoted. I am always late. Now, if we think about a new thought that we would like to create to eliminate the automatic negative thought that we have, a new thought we could say is, well, I didn't plan my route well, and that's easily fixed. So I can leave earlier, or if you're commuting, maybe I'll take an earlier train. See, there's a difference. I was late to work, and I didn't plan my route well, and I can easily fix it. I'll take an earlier train tomorrow. Versus, I am a hopeless employee, and I will never get promoted. Now, here's another trigger. I didn't get to the gym today. Ugh. Here's the thought that comes to your mind. I am a loser. I will never get healthy. So I might as well just give up. Versus, I didn't get to the gym today. Okay, a new thought. I will take a walk this afternoon, even if it's only 20 minutes. You see the difference? There's a huge difference in that. So a trigger hits you. You automatically go to the negative versus pinching yourself. I'm going to say pinch yourself. Swat away that ant and create a different thought. And I'm telling you, it is simply a matter of time and practice, because when you replace them with positive thoughts, helpful, rational thoughts, it really is an effective way to enhance, improve your mood, improve your health, and improve the overall quality of your life. These ants, like I said, they have the ability to eat you up. And my friends, that is not what we want to have happen. We want to think great thoughts. We want to change the thinking that we have. Now, there are also different types of reasoning, if you will, or types of triggers that will cause you to go into that negativity. So you have, for example, all or nothing reasoning. Okay, here, it's either black or white. It's either black or white. There is no gray. And you dismiss the possibility that things may lie on a spectrum. So here's the example. He's either being entirely honest or he's out to get me. What might you put down? What as an example? He's either being entirely honest or he's out to get me. Because nothing, my friends, is black or white. There's always some gray. There's always some enhancements. Or how about minimizing or magnifying a situation? Because we have this tendency to overemphasize the negative situation and downplay the positive ones. So for example, I'm taking a road trip, and the road trip, I say, was great. But the car got scratched. So the road trip was not great. So the road trip was not great because the car got scratched. So I'm emphasizing the negative situation and downplaying the positive ones. You see how that happens? So let's flip that. Flip that and say, I'm going to focus on the positive. The trip was great. Some minor glitches, but the trip was wonderful. And I realize that I probably shouldn't drive on the wrong side of the road. As a matter of fact, that's what happened to me recently when I was over in England. I was brave and driving on the opposite side of the road. And I thought, you know what? That's probably not one of my core strengths. And I did it and I was proud of myself. But here's another thing. Personalization. We tend to personalize things and take feeling personally to blame for things beyond our control. So you might, like, for example, here's one thing. I'm the reason you did not get your project done. I'm to blame. I'm the reason that you didn't get the job, because I may have not given you the best rating, okay? So you personalize it. So what I want you to think about is, how can I daily run into a switch in my mind because of the automatic negative thoughts that I'm putting in? So just thinking about changing the way I'm speaking to myself. Because the words that we use when we look in the mirror, are you looking in the mirror and you're saying, you know what? You're a beautiful woman. You're a handsome man. You're a courageous person. Or are you looking in the mirror and letting those ants come marching in? So what I want you to do this next week is become aware of your ants and replace them with more positive, adaptive, rational thoughts so you can improve your mood. You can improve the overall quality of your life. Listen, my friends, when you can say without doubt that my life today is entirely the result of my prior decisions, focus, and conversations with myself, I can then say, without a doubt, it's only a matter of time before my cup is overflowing. So the main takeaway for today is be aware of the self-talk that you are having with yourself. When you start to feel the army of ants creeping in, crush it with a more positive one, and understand the triggers that cause the ants for you. So thanks for listening in this week. And if you would please share this podcast, this message with your friends that need a boost, because you know there are people out there that suffer from the ants attacking. I'm Coach Maria. If you want to send me some feedback, please do so on my Facebook account, Coaching with Maria. I'm always honored you're listening in. And until next time, my friends, you know what I'm going to say. I'm going to say, stay focused, stay positive, always have fun. And remember to approach each day with intention and to get rid of the ants in your life and live joyfully and positively, because life is a blessing. Have a magnificent week, my friends.